In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, today, the 29th of February. Great, as always, to have you with us, everybody. Not for the first time, I'm going to begin this program with this sentiment. This is a global economy. We just live in it. And while things here are fine, economy-wise, maybe not great, but fine, and more about that in a minute, by the way. But if things here are fine, things elsewhere are decidedly not fine. Exhibit A being the People's Republic of China. It's been 6 or so months now, maybe a little longer, that the economic jitters there have been unsettling the rest of us. And today's news from Beijing brings more of the same. The People's Bank of China has lowered the amount of cash that Chinese banks have to keep in reserve, which will, in theory, free up more cash for loans to consumers who will then, in the same theory, spend it. Beijing is also allowing its currency, the renminbi, it's called, to fall in value just a tiny little bit. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams starts us off with China's latest move to try to settle things down.
China is trying out lots of different strategies to combat a worrying issue. Growth is slowing down. Barry Naughton is a professor of Chinese economy at the University of California, San Diego.
It's slowing down because the growth miracle phase is over. And so handling that kind of a slowdown is really, really difficult for anybody.
Like it was for Japan and South Korea. And it's especially hard, Naughton says, when different factions argue for different solutions. But hey, at least they're all trying. Anne Lee is an adjunct professor at New York University and studies China's economy.
China's policymakers are doing their best to try to ensure that China's economy continues to basically grow at a steady pace, not necessarily as fast as it used to be, but at least it's still a reliable economy.
And that reliability is what the rest of the world wants.
The whole world is worried about devaluation of the Chinese currency.
David Dollar is with the China Center at the Brookings Institution. He says Chinese officials are walking a knife's edge, trying to stimulate growth without setting off a currency slide.
Their game plan was stabilize expectations and that capital outflow, and now make some monetary moves. So, it will be interesting to see if this all works out the way they want.
And China's economy is so linked with the rest of the world, if it doesn't work out, we'll all feel it. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.